And I'm pleased to say my guests this afternoon have arrived. They're having a nice little chat already. It's Tim and Hilary Warren, who organise the Chesil Rocks Festival. Let's start with you, Tim. Good afternoon. Well,
hi.
Good afternoon.
Hi
to
there.
Both of you, actually.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Andy.
And thank you very much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
It's a big event. How did it start in the first place, Tim?
It started in our garden in about 2000. Well, around about 2010, we were having retirement parties and big birthday parties in our garden. We get a marquee and invite 50 or 100 people. And somebody in the village who came along said, you know, you could do this every year and charge an entry fee and you know, give the proceeds to a charity. So it sort of stuck at the back of the brain. And then we... Hilary had a very successful dental practice in Dorchester, and I was managing it by then. And we'd drive back home in the evenings, and we'd sometimes see somebody driving out of the village, somebody we didn't know very well, but he was driving out, and he was retired. And one day, I stopped and asked him, you know, where are you going in the evenings? And he said, well, I'm a Samaritan, I'm a listener. I drive into Weymouth, and I spend all night at the Samaritan's office speaking to people who are depressed, suicidal, anxious, scared. And I thought, that's an amazing thing to do. And he said the other thing, I spend quite a lot of time listening, but I spend as much time trying to raise funds. I said, why do you need to do that? And he said, well, all 200 branches in the UK, including the one in Weymouth, which covers Dorset, are self-financing. And back in that, at that time, he had to raise £30,000 a year to maintain their branch and maintain their service. And I said, how do you do that? He said, well, we do street collections, we go to village fetes, we have a stall, we make cream teas, we sell plants and flowers, vegetables. And I thought, my, that's amazing. So it was those two things. We liked having parties, we loved live music, and the other thing, that there was a need, there seemed to be a need, whereby if we could help and raise some funds for Samaritans, they may be able to worry less about fundraising and focus more on what they do best and what they became Samaritans to do. And there was something else, wasn't there, Hilary?
We wanted to provide a wonderful setting for local musicians, because our daughter was a musician, and we had sort of gone round Weymouth while she did the toilet circuit. Sailor's Return, I think. Well, that's what they call it, apparently. And we thought, yeah, it'd be great if people, local musicians, could come and perform in our garden by the sea. And and families come and have picnics and just enjoy themselves for the day.
And there was something else in the village. There was a friend of yours, wasn't there?
Well, that was a reason. So the reason for Chesil Rocks. So many years before that, when my children were little, I had a friend also with children the same age, and we had a beach hut at Weymouth. And she said to me, Hilary, can we go for a coffee? Anyway, I had four little girls, and I just couldn't do it. And I said, I'm really sorry, but I'm just stuck for time. And 2 weeks later, she was no longer with us. So that stayed with me, and I don't know if I'd have made any difference. But you know, we need people to listen to people, chat, maybe at the right moments, just stop and take the time. Mm-hmm. And I really wish I had.
Yes. Or alternatively, said, I'm sorry, there's no way I can do it today, but how about coffee on Thursday or Friday or something?
She needed it then.
I know.
She'd been signed off at the hospital as okay, and she wasn't okay, so,
I think maybe it might be surprising how many people know a story like that, you know. And so you're not to know, are you?
So many people know of somebody who's taken their own life and understand the devastation left behind.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And it's crazy when you think about people like the Samaritans and the lifeboat. It's all voluntary. They've got to raise their own money. What would happen if they didn't raise that money?
I don't know. They're all volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So that was the beginning. So how did the first festival, Chesil Rocks, how, what was that like, the first one?
200 people.
About 200
we didn't
people.
Have a marquee. We had something from Asda. That fortunately the sun shone, so it
said it was a marquee on site.
Like a gazebo or something.
Yeah,
it was an early Chinese gazebo for low cost.
And you know, for the whole 12 years we've done it, we've had brilliant weather except once. So we're so lucky. Sunshine.
The one time it wasn't brilliant weather, yeah. Was that a big problem?
Yes. Everybody had to hang on to the marquees, which we had by this time.
All the security guards were hanging on to the roof of the marquee to hold it in place.
Yeah.
And just then, somebody from the council walked in wanting to inspect the festival, our security arrangements. That was brilliant.
So, what's the festival size-wise? How much bigger is it now than what it was at that beginning?
Well, the last one we had was last year, and there were probably 400 people there at some stage during the day, 400 people.
It kind of grew in quality rather than size.
Yeah.
So it went from 200 to 400 over the 12 years, but it was the quality that got better.
Yeah. And that was partly due to our major sponsor, Risk Stop Limited, who have sponsored us for about 5 years, and they give us a significant sum, and that enables us to be bold and plan ahead and get good quality marquees in, for example, get great bands and pay a deposit for great bands. And that's really helped us.
Because you have
massively.
Got quite a lineup, haven't you? I think you've got quite a lot of acts.
We've got an amazing lineup.
We've got the London Gay Men's Chorus returning this year. And they're amazing. They played at, for King Charles recently.
At Windsor Castle. Oh, it was in the media about a month ago. They performed an ensemble, and it's the same ensemble that's coming down to perform at Chesil Rocks at Weymouth Pavilion.
So the rest are local, mostly local bands. Chris Davis. Jess Upton.
Chris Davis is very talented. He sings all sorts of music, but sings Elton John covers particularly well, although he doesn't look anything like Elton John.
But I'm really excited about Electronique. Have you heard them?
He was in here last week.
Was he?
He's on our Listen Again page at this very moment. Yeah, he's in here. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah, he's very good.
They just sort of 80s, 90s electronic electronic music, like
New Order. New Order Visage, all that thing.
Yes. He's got the voice for that. Yeah.
He really has got the voice. An incredible violinist, Barbara, who's from Poland, classically trained, but she loves playing to any genre of music.
So when do you have to start planning the next? Is it like one finishes, you have to start planning the next one near enough straight away, or
just gently? So you can, it's enjoyable.
You put feelers out for particular acts that you want to come and perform at the next event.
Is there a lot of bureaucracy, you know, like insurance and permission to do these sort of things?
It took over our lives, actually. When we had it in our garden, it took over our lives. We had to have a special licence for an event that was just over a weekend. We'd had to have this licence and pay an annual fee. But we had to climb through various hoops in order to attain the licence and meet certain standards. And health and safety standards are really important. But it did not seem proportionate to the... You know, we just have one event a year. It seemed disproportionate, and it began to take over our lives.
Well, the thing is that people described our festival as the Marks and Spencers of festivals. So we had very sensible people at the festival, families, and behaving well. So we didn't, some of the things just weren't appropriate.
I had to go on a terrorism course over in Bournemouth at Bournemouth Airport.
Wow. That's incredible. Also, how to look out for
terrorists.
Oh, wow, gosh. Good golly. And is it difficult to get like insurance for these sort of things when you hold it at your home?
It was fairly straightforward, but it would cost £400, £500, £600 a year. quite significant fees. A marquee hire was about £4,000 a year.
Wow.
And then there are things like getting the signage made, the stages. We have this amazing scaffolding company, MN Walker and 3SC Scaffolding in Weymouth, who put up a stage for us every year, no charge. And there's no construction industry has a very, very high suicide rate, twice the national average. So it was perhaps not surprising they wouldn't take any money off us.
Wow. And have you learnt a lot like from that first? Were there a lot of things you learnt on the first go and you've managed to improve over the years, I imagine?
Yes, and you're building up goodwill at the same time. So people know Chesil Rocks and want to play there and want to come. What else? What have we learned?
A lot of people said it was the best festival they've ever been to, and it was safe, it was secure, it's family friendly, diverse range of music. And we introduced comedy and classical music. We had a comedy evening, usually compared by Tom Glover, who's very well known in the region, and accompanied by two or three other comedians.
Well, Samaritans actually said to us that we've made it cool to call Samaritans, which is great.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just remind us when it's going to be on.
21st of June, Saturday the 21st of June. It's a one-day event this year at Weymouth Pavilion, starting at 2 o'clock and going on till midnight.
And get your tickets from Weymouth Pavilion as well.
Yes.
You can go through our website, www.chesilrocks.com, or go through the Weymouth Pavilion website, that's weymouthpavilion.com, or through their box office.
And please follow us on TikTok, Instagram and Facebook.
Excellent.
We're posting daily.
Having a TikTok account is quite new to us.
Are you learning?
Well,
yes.
I think so.
We can put videos together and use CapCut.
We're getting a lot of views on Facebook, on Instagram and TikTok. And we're still using Twitter a bit.
Well, you're more up to date than me. Young people, I think young people think that Facebook is like out and TikTok is in, isn't it? I think that's the in thing, isn't it? TikTok.
Yes.
Facebook is definitely no longer fashionable for people in their teens, 20s, and 30s. It's mostly Instagram or TikTok. But can I tell you about the other acts we've got?
Yeah, please do.
All right, so we've got Tom Glover, the comedian, Nina Gilligan, who was voted Comedian of the Year last year by comedians in the Northwest, although she's quite rude. Yeah. Got Jake Lambert, who's been on Live at the Apollo, supported Michael McIntyre. It's Chris Davis, who's a singer-songwriter who does Elton John songs particularly well. We've got Stacey Hobday's rock choir, Dorset Rock Choir.
They're good, aren't they?
Stacey now manages all the rock choirs around the UK, but she still comes and leads the Weymouth one. The Weymouth is one of the best. We've got the fabulous Portishead Ukulele Band with Sam Brown. Do you remember Sam Brown?
I do remember Sam Brown. She had a hit with Stop.
She did, massive hit all over the world.
I remember her dad even better.
Joe Brown, right.
Yeah.
So Sam is now...
You remember Joe?
I do,
You remember Joe?
Spiky blonde hair.
Yes.
Yeah,
we've seen him a few times over at the Tivoli.
Yep.
Did you ever go to see him live?
No, he's about 80 now. I think he's getting on to be about 80. Yeah. Anyway, Sam has...
Thank you for that, Tim.
Sam has transformed our ukulele band, and we do a diverse range of music, including Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here.
But it's not just ukuleles.
No.
That's why it's so special.
We've got a bass guitar, we've got percussionist, and we've got a lead ukulele player who's wonderful. So in addition to that, Sam's brother,
Pete
Brown, you know him as well.
Yeah, because I've seen him live as well.
Right, he's bringing his blues band down from Oxford, so they'll be performing. We've got Electronic, we've already discussed, Balance of Power, who are the finest rock covers band we've seen. They're performing. They're one of the headlining acts. And then you've got Jess Upton, Robbie McIntosh and Steve Wilson. Of course, Robbie McIntosh performed with the Pretenders and with Paul McCartney.
Went to see him down at Upway at the church there.
Oh, you
just,
did?
Just before Christmas, was it?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
we saw them at the Oasis Cafe. Very good. Very good. And they're bringing a drummer, a full band. And then Hills, would you like to say about the London Gay Men's Chorus?
I think I already did.
You mentioned them.
They're coming. They're still coming.
They're Britain's biggest boy band.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we went to see them at the Ali Pali.
Alexandra Palace in North London.
And they were amazing. About 150 men on stage singing in harmony. Mm. Costumes amazing. It was just wonderful.
They were singing the songs of four famous people with London connections. Yeah. Elton John, Freddie Mercury,
David Bowie,
and George Michael.
Wow.
Singing their greatest hits. So it was just a memorable, wonderful evening.
Yeah, a few tears. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be amazing. Yeah, well, it's all for this very good cause, the Samaritans.
I think it'll be easy to access the pavilion over our garden. You know, parking, and then you've got all the cafes locally that you can go to.
There are 50,000 people in Weymouth and Portland, all of whom can get to the pavilion quite easily. Yeah. At Langton Herring, there are 120 people, and we're probably the youngest people in the village.
No comment.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in today. And
it's
I say, good luck with it all. Raise lots of money for the Samaritans.
Thank you.
Oh, just like to say, we make nothing from the event. No. Everything made goes to the Samaritans.
Excellent. Cheers.